school authorities across the country have ramped up security measures today after alleged threats of school violence began emerging on the social media platform TikTok. Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Howley joins us now for more. Dan, break this down for us. How did these threats begin and how are schools responding?
Yeah, that's right, Emily. It seems like these threats kind of began rather nebulously. It doesn't seem as though many of the districts that have responded saw any direct threats to themselves. But there was one where a student was seen discussing school and then holding a gun that ended up being a BB gun. And we've seen, you know, responses from different school districts across the country, as well as some of the leading authorities in those counties basically coming out and saying, you know, we're going to be taking extra precautions, or in some places have even canceled school. I went on TikTok and I looked up school threat, which is a hashtag, and saw some students who had posted images from their school with classrooms that were half empty because school districts had basically sent out notices to parents. And so they just ended up keeping their children home. So it's disrupting school for sure for a lot of students. Some students, though, were taking it in stride and to a degree even making jokes about it. But, you know, obviously this comes after the school shooting that we had seen in Michigan and, you know, obviously the spate of school shootings that we've seen across the past few years. So that means that these different districts, counties and states are going to be taking extra precaution. But we did see, for instance, the governor of New Jersey send out a tweet saying that there were no real definitive threats, but that they were going to make sure that students were protected regardless.
Dan, you know, it's really amazing how many trends come out of TikTok. Some of them are fun, some of them are cool, some of them are just downright crazy and this downright dangerous. But how credible are some of these threats?
Yeah, a lot of law enforcement that's responding to this say that the threats aren't credible at all, that it seems to be kind of a panic that was set off. And then because of the social nature of TikTok and teenagers being teenagers, people started sending out TikToks about it, then making their own responding TikToks about it. Other kids started making TikToks about that, and so on and so forth. And it continued to metastasize and just spread throughout the country. So, you know, from what I was seeing, there were TikToks of some kids saying, you know, nothing's going to happen tomorrow, just relax. This is from yesterday. Others saying that they were nervous to go to school. And then, as I said, some showing kids at school today with classrooms that were half empty saying, look at what, you know, kind of ridiculousness this has caused. But it doesn't seem like it's a credible threat at all. And different school districts have said that. Law enforcement have said that, but just out of an abundance of caution, they just wanted to warn parents and are taking different steps to ensure the safety of students. And as I said, following the school shooting in Michigan, that makes sense. But, you know, it doesn't seem like this is actually anything that's going to happen or has happened. I kind of chalk it up to something of a panic similar, you know, obviously much darker, but similar to what we saw to that Tide Pod challenge where everyone's saying, oh, my God, kids are eating Tide Pods now. But I don't think very many kids actually ate Tide Pods.
All right. Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Howley, thank you so much for that report.